ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR on both 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 3.215 megahertz, that's transmitter 1, and WBCQ, shortwave station out of Maine, 6.160 megahertz. And tonight, for the first time, we welcome to our live broadcast two new stations, KYAH, that's 540 AM from Delta, Utah, and also KCCG 106.9 FM in Hugo, Oklahoma. So we'd like to welcome, and if you have any reception reports, we always appreciate those, especially from the new stations there. And speaking of stations, if anybody would like to sponsor a station in your area, just let us know and we can provide the program to that station. Tonight's special for one other reason. We went on the air for the first time on June 1st, 1992, 29 years ago. And starting tonight, we're starting our 30th year on the air. So that's been a long time. If you'd like to participate in tonight's program, you can call our toll-free number, 877-924-7722. 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAH'S-RACE. Scripture tells us that man was not created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Prophecy also tells us that, as for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them, through which they lead his people astray and destroying what we should be doing in these last days. It's an important subject that's seldom spoken of, but in order to restore God's kingdom, we must return to godly patriarchal government both nationally and in the home. My guest tonight to discuss this topic is a dedicated Christian identity minister and a trustee of this ministry. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Pastor Bob Jones.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to do the show with you again, and congratulations on going into your 30th year.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the broadcast. I know you're well informed, and in this day when society is so far from godly order in many ways, part of the problem includes rebellion of most women, actually, against their intended roles, usurping authority over the man. In restoring the kingdom, we must restore righteous Christian womanhood, and I'm sure you can give us many examples concerning this problem.
Sure. Folks, you know, this is Yahweh's universe, not just his planet, but there are two systems currently running on this planet, which is Yahweh's way, and you'll find his way in the scriptures, as I like to call them. The Bible is what the Catholics call them, and a lot of Protestant churches. But I like it, the scriptures. It's scripted writing on parchment papers. And originally, there was 153 books that were correct and 10 books that were false books that were brought in to the Nicene Council in the Catholic Church. In the Catholic Church, they whittled it down and took out 75 correct books and stuck in two false books, and you wound up with 80 books. Then later on, the Protestant churches, they took out the 14 apocryphal books that talks about the return from Babylon back to Yahshua's time. And so then you're down to 66 books, which is really 64 correct books and two false books. The two false books being the Song of Solomon, which is a nice book of poetry, and then the Book of Esther, which Bertrand Comparé, in his conclusions, claimed that it was a Jew book. And Pastor Jim Wickstrom, he did a big study on it, and he believed it was a Persian book. In either case, it's not an Israelite book. And I always kind of lean with Comparé because he was the first person who I learned from as far as his writings. He had passed away about 15 years before I found the message back in 1995. But anyway, Yahweh's true word is found in the scriptures there. And those other 75 missing books are out there, and you can get them in various locations. They're hard to find these days, but they are out there. I happen to have them. And but it's Yahweh, he rules. You know, in a household, it's Yahweh, and then the father, and then the mother, and then the kids going in descending ages, oldest kid being at the top and the youngest kid at the bottom there. And that's the pecking order. Just like in a military, you have the generals on top and then the colonels and so forth on down the line. But Yahweh's word is like the handbook. His true word is found in the scripture is like the handbook for living life and what you're supposed to do on planet Earth here from birth to death, and even how you handle after a person dies and so forth. He has 759 laws divided into commandments, statutes, judgments, and ordinances. And, you have to know those, and then you have to practice them, and then you have to teach them, and so forth down the line. Now, the woman, she's to be a helpmate. Adam was created first, or Adam, and Eva was created next from a rib in Adam, which was the easiest way to explain. But the DNA, the two places you get it off the body is off a rib or on the inside of the mouth. But they didn't really have those terms way back then. And so to make it a little easier for people to understand, they say he took a rib out of Adam and created Eve. I believe it. He took the DNA from Adam and created Eve. In either case, Adam and Eve, as they are married, they become one. And in the marriage covenant, you become one when the husband and the wife marry. That's why women weren't supposed to have a right to vote up until about 100 years ago with the Jew-created and controlled feminist movement. Because the woman could vote against the husband, and that's what they wanted to do. Satan has always went after the woman to destroy the family. Her being the weaker sex, as it were, and she is weaker on the upper body strength, physical level, and generally a little shorter and so forth. These are just facts. This is not, being a male chauvinist pig or any of that crap, the name-calling that the feminist movement gets into. It was created by Jew women, and it's a whole Jew thing. And as we know, the Jews are the children of Satan, as Yahshua clearly told you in John 8:44 and 8:47 and many other passages. When it comes to a government, supposedly the president-elect, he's in charge of the military, and he's over, he's in the executive branch there. And then you have the Senate, which is composed of the senators and the congressmen. Now, our problem, and the problem that's been all the way down through history, is to find honest rulers, whether they're politicians or warlords or kings or whatever. When the children of Yahweh, the Israelites, when they said, "Oh, we want a king like every other country," Yahweh told him, he says, you won't like it. They're going to tax you, and they're going to make rules and regulations over you, and you got to obey them, and you just won't like it. But they said, no, we don't care. We want to. They give Yahweh the finger, basically. And Yahweh said, fine, you want a king? Good, choose one. And they said, well, we'll go for King Saul. Well, Saul over here, we'll make him king. And then, of course, he messed up because Yahweh told him, you go into that land of Canaan, take it over, and kill every man, woman, and child that there is in there, regardless of age, and kill all the animals. You're not going to take them for a spoil. Don't harm the trees or the vegetation, but that's what you do. Well, Saul, thinking he knows best, he went in there, he killed about 95%, but he wanted to keep 5% of the Jews around to collect taxes from. And so Yahweh got rid of him and put in King David. And as we know, during the kings down through the Israelites, and when they split up into two nations, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, there were only three decent kings ever. And that was King David, King Solomon in the beginning, and good King Hezekiah. But since they migrated through the Caucasus Mountains, which is why we're called Caucasian, through what was called the Pass of Israel, up until the Bolshevik Jews changed that name after they took over Russia between the Caspian and Black Sea, and all our, the white race tribes all went up to the Ural Mountains and then all the way over and through the islands and so forth to Ireland and then Iceland and Greenland and then North America down through Canada. The thing is that these governments that are in there, they treat their own people like slaves, and they tax them as much as they can. And they put them to death, and they make all kinds of rules, and they just do horrible things. It's not supposed to be that way. But the people gave Yahweh the finger, and they wanted a king to rule. And all they've had is evil kings all the way down through history. There's no difference now. You look around any of the European nations, what do you have? Queen Lizzie, the race-mixing whore over there. And you got Merkel, who's a satanic seedline Jew, and on down the line. They're all just bad people. But you have to find good leaders, which is like, you know, finding hen's teeth, as they say. And this is the problem that our people have. But certainly it starts with your household, that a man and a woman can get together and follow Yahweh's laws. It doesn't mean go to church. I don't go to church, haven't been to church in 50 years or whatever. And, but I follow Yahweh's word because I read the scripture.
Well, we are the church, the body of Christ, as it says in King James.
Correct. And as Yahweh said, the church is not made of brick, stone, or clay, and or wood or anything. And his people are. And that's the whole key. So it's studying Yahweh's word and knowing what it is. You got most of the white race, they celebrate Christmas, which is a pagan holiday. It's the winter solstice where the sun is lowest in the sky. And nowhere in the scripture does Yahweh say to celebrate his birthday or anything like that. And according to Comperay, he believed that he was born on October 4th. Jim Wickstrom thought September 29th. George Udvary, he thought the 28th of September. And Clifton Emelheiser, he thought the 10th of September.
So, and I think the 23rd of September.
And you think the 23rd. I go with Comperay on October 4th for the simple reason that's when I got ordained a pastor by Jim Wickstrom and four other pastors down in Sweetwater, Tennessee, back a little over 20 years ago. I'll go with October 4th because Comperay thought that, and that's the day I got ordained, so that's good enough for me. The bottom line is it was all during the Feast of Tabernacles and all those dates. But folks, you have to understand Yahweh's word, and you have a lot of interesting things happening these days. Right now, people don't know. They're running from pillar to post. Should I wear the mask? Should I take the shot? Stand 6 feet apart with social distancing and all. Don't you understand this is all a satanic scam? It's a 100% scam. John Rappaport, who's an ex-investigative journalist with the New York Times and been independent for many years, he got all the paperwork from the CDC, and it says they have no samples whatsoever of COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. They have no samples. Well, if you don't have any samples, how could you possibly make a test for it? And then how could you possibly make a vaccine for it? You can't. It's a scam. And then you do a little more research and you find out these vaccines were all patented many years ago. Gates, he's the front man for the Rothschild family and other of the 13 bloodlines. And so he got all the patents put in his name. And, you know, then they, Fauci, he's an employee of Rothschild, and he funneled some money off to China to make it look like it, the virus came from China. It didn't come from China because it doesn't exist. Didn't come from anywhere. It doesn't exist. It's made up. All they did was take the seasonal flu and just call it coronavirus at first and then COVID-19 later. It doesn't exist. There's not one person that ever died from it because it doesn't exist. However, when it comes to these shots, these people are dropping like flies and getting their legs amputated and metal sticking to them. And they put a light bulb up to their arm and the light bulb illuminates. And people going deaf and people going blind and dying a week or two later and so forth. You have side effects like nobody's business, and they're all going to be dead who took the shot within 2 years. That's pretty much a fact.
See the brainwashed people running around in stores still in masks, or even in their car alone in masks. And in this state, at least, there's no more mandate. And I can't believe it, but I think part of this goes to what's happening not only to the women, but to the men. The men are supposed to be the stronger vessel. As you mentioned, the women, Scripture says that they're the weaker vessel, and Eve was deceived. Adam wasn't, but they're more easily deceived. But the man is supposed to be the king and the high priest of the house, and men today are acting effeminate and emotional, which is a female characteristic. And it kind of bothers me. You watch these women going around with some black buck, but even when it's not one, they go after these inferior, low-class type men who have no decision-making ability. And as the king, the man is supposed to be the decision-maker, and as the high priest of the home, he's supposed to run the religious aspects. Everything's backwards nowadays, and we've got masculine women and effeminate men.
Yeah, I mean, it's I sent out on my list about a month or so ago, ABC, mainstream media, they said there's 58 different genders. 58. Now, as far as I know, there's only a man and a woman. That's two. But somehow there's 56 more that Satan and his DNA demon-spawn kids of Jews have created up over the years. And, you know, I mean, it's all lunacy. It's all satanic. And, you know, the people don't wake up. They don't stop it. If you folks think you're going to rely on the government, you know, when it comes to voting, you've all seen, and if you don't understand that the you know, over 80 million people voted for Trump and he absolutely positively won over Biden, but they switched all the votes and put in with the not Sequoia, but the Dominion machines. They used to be called Sequoia, and then Dominion bought them out. But they switched all the votes, and you're seeing that being counted now. The mail-in ballots, they're all a scam. You got lots of dead people. You know, whenever somebody tells me, oh, so-and-so died, I said, oh, well, now he gets to be a Democratic voter because that's what the Democrats do. Mark Twain, he said, if voting really counted, they wouldn't let us do it. And then Joe Stalin of Russia, the mass murderer Jew who killed over 70 million white Christian Rus during his tenure, he said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And then, of course, Yahweh, he says, you do not vote for evil. And every election that there is, if you vote for one side or the other, you're voting for evil because both sides are evil. And both sides
including
are controlled.
Putting the stranger over us, the Kamala Harris's and the Barack Obama's and the other strangers. We have a phone call from Saskatchewan, Canada. You're on the air.
Good evening, Brother Hallimore and Brother Jones. It's Johnny calling from Canada.
Hi, Johnny, how are you?
Call.
Oh, good. It's good to hear you, you gentlemen. Yes, and a bit of news from up here. You see, what they're operating up here in Canada is essentially on the COVID front, the planned scamdemic. They're essentially operating it like an open air prison. They're using the terms, prison terms. Say, like, you know, you've got the head of the prison. He'll call out over the intercom system. He'll say lockdown. They'll go into the prison cells, turn upside down the beds, you know, confiscate their booze or any other illicit things, and then they don't move anywhere for a certain period of time. Now, you just convert that to nationwide. Just recently over in Alberta, these cowboys and ranchers, they're just doing something they've done for over 100 years. They were having a rodeo, having some fun. Sure enough, the prison warden or the premier of the state called for a lockdown. So they locked down the border between Alberta and Saskatchewan. That's what they're doing nationally, of course. And the only difference between here and Gaza is that fortunately, we don't have a bunch of kikes blowing us up like they are in Gaza. And as far as the rate of the murder juice, they're ramping everything up. I mean, I hear in the States, of course, you've got the lotteries going on. They've got everything from Krispy Kreme donuts as the worms on their hooks. They're even appealing to conservatives about a certain gun, I believe, that they've got up, you know, for people who take the shot. They're really pulling out all the stops down there as well. And it's just how they operate different ways for different situations.
You know, the jury is evil worldwide. Not, it's not just this country.
Well, no, absolutely, it is worldwide. Yeah,
The shot, because the shot is the mark of the beast, 666. If you read the scriptures, it says that you know, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade, and so forth, or travel, or do anything unless you take the mark of the beast. Well, all these airlines and cruise lines are putting in that you have to have the shot or you can't travel. Many of the big Jew corporations, Fortune 500, they're saying, oh, if you want to work here, you got to take the shot. And, you know, all of this is the mark of the beast. A lot of people thought, oh, there's going to be a mark in the hand, the forehand, or in the head. Well, they're giving you the shot in the arm, a little further up from the hand. But mentally, they're totally brainwashing the people to take the shot in the first place. Like you just said, they're bribing people with donuts. Well, they'll get a lot of cops They get free Krispy Kreme if they take the shot. A lot of stupid cops are going to take the shot, and then they're all going to be dead within 2 years, sooner or later.
That's correct. And as far as the biblical principle, it says, you would receive the mark, in your hand or in your forehead. Well, what's in your forehead? It's your mind. You've already taken the mark if you've accepted in your mind this satanic jab.
The hand is doing the work. The mind is thinking.
That's right. You do work with your hand, right? Like your job.
Yeah, the people haven't made the connection that the shot is the mark of the beast, but it absolutely is.
Right.
I sent out an email to my list a couple of months ago where a guy said he took the shot and he felt like immediately he was cut off from God, because he felt before that spirituality of whatever kind, but when he took the shot, he felt he was cut off from God, and he was, and that's the problem, because you will be cut off from Yahweh forever because you took the mark of the beast. So if you're better off just to tell them I won't take it and get in a gunfight, and if you die, you die, but you won't be cut off from Yahweh by a bullet, but you will be cut off from Yahweh taking that shot. That's a fact.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you've heard the term death by cop, right? But if it happens where if I ended up surrounded or whatever, hell, I wouldn't even have to wave anything but my pellet gun. You know what I'm saying? And I know people that have taken, like, there's this chap I know, his wife, she was working in the nursing home, and it's really causing divisions. He didn't believe it in any of the lies, right, from the spellcasters. That's what I call them, not newscasters, spellcasters. And she took the vaccine and he didn't. What's that?
I say that's a good name, the spellcasters.
Yeah, spellcasters, because that's what they're doing. They're performing witchcraft and brainwashing. And my friend that didn't get the vaccine, well, I'd already loaded them up on information how it's spreading. They've designed it. There's an Australian, McFarlane was his last name, who worked on the aspect of the vaccine, which it isn't a real vaccine, as you know. It's a medical experiment with spike DNA. He was working on that to make something that spreads. And we've got every indication from the scriptures that they speak of it in terms of the pestilence. And that's what the pestilence is. It's a plague. It doesn't matter if it's, started by organic means, say like the fleas and that that contributed to the bubonic plague, as well as a few Jews poison in the well. But it can be man-made as well. And these blotches and sores that are showing up on the men who haven't taken the vaccine where their partners have, it's cutting off, it's lowering sperm counts. It's creating massive amounts of women given miscarriages. They're on the roll. I mean, they're doing what they're meant to do, is a seed of Cain, for sure.
That's called shedding. When somebody took a vaccine, it's called shedding is a term, because it's like they're automatically a walking contagion. And anybody that they're around, they'll infect it with whatever they've been infected with that shot, and then that person will start getting the symptoms. I happen to know, because I sell a little insurance, life insurance and annuities from my old days, that the insurance companies, life and health insurance companies, will not insure people who have taken the shot now. And if they did take the shot and they already had insurance, those policies aren't going to pay out. So the insurance companies, that's their business, life and death, because You pay the premiums, and they have to pay out at certain times. But when things like this happen, that changes the whole dynamic with the actuaries. And so the insurance companies are all starting to not pay out, canceling policies and so forth. They'll continue to take the premiums, but when it comes time to pay out, they'll say, oh, we took a shot. Oh, we can't pay you that death benefit of $1 million, you know, because they took the people are going to have a real hard time with that. And they need to stop taking this shot because it's like suicide. You're better off playing Russian roulette because at least you got 5 empty chambers and only one loaded. When you take that shot, you're done. 100%, you're going to die.
Well, I'm glad that you're bringing up the aspect of insurance from the angle that you know, that you have experience in. As far as the spreading, I mean, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and several other doctors have, you know, they've basically unloaded the whole nine yards on this thing. They still got a bit more research to do, but most of it's out there. And you know, I've sent some of these videos. You know, there's one on the health impact with the 6 doctors having a discussion panel about all the ills of this particular medical experiment. And I've sent those out to people. I've sent them out to people. And a couple of the ones that I sent it out to, even though they've had it and know it, I have yet to get any feedback from any of them. You know, none of them.
I'll tell you why. I know exactly what you mean. From our viewpoint, we send out good information that's valid information for people to know and to understand to benefit them. We already know it, so we don't have to send it out for us to know anything new, but we're sending it out for them to know something new. And the deal is we'll get our reward in the heavens and the hereafter with Yahweh, but those folks there, we're sending it out to them, and it's up to Yahweh and their connection with Yahweh to open up their eyes and ears. If Yahweh don't open up their eyes and ears, remember, he said he's going to let 2/3 of his children, the pure white race, perish because they've turned from
Absolutely.
Him, given Yahweh the finger, and they chase after Satan and his DNA demon spawned kids down that 50-lane highway with all the bells and whistles, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Anything goes when the whistle blows. And it's just amazing. I had sent out an email the other day because, you know, I like to research not only Yahweh's word, but I want to know the enemy. So I research what the Jew is doing. And there's this Jew girl who's on Charlie Ward's show. And anyway, she was going down the list and talking about all the billions and trillions of dollars that are in the stock market and how nobody owns any shares in the stock market but these two corporations, and they're owned by the Federal Reserve. And then the Federal Reserve, of course, is owned by the Rothschild family. And she said their estimated worth, and this is from a Jew broad telling this, the Rothschild estimated net worth is over $500 trillion. Well, that's more than every other billionaire in the world combined together out of petty cash. But then she introduced the Pacer family. The Pacer family, they're one of the 13 Illuminati bloodlines. Their estimated net worth is 23 quadrillion. That's 46 times more than Rothschild's wealth. So when you're talking about $500 trillion by Rothschild, your money is closer to Rothschild's than Rothschild is to the Pacer family.
Yeah, well, I saw that.
26 quadrillion.
I'm sorry. Yes, well, I saw a bit of that video. I mean, I knew that Rothschild's were worth $500 trillion, you know, on the old Money Masters. Remember that DVD? You know, that's where they were giving away the wealth. I mean, that DVD is probably at least 10 years old, but nevertheless, I mean, if you've got that kind of money, how hard would you think it would be to take the other half of the world. Oh, and one more thing, just before I go, I'm absolutely enjoying this conversation, and to be able to speak to you both at the same time is a real blessing. But one thing, what you were mentioning about emails, I just have this one thing to share, and I'll let you carry on with this great show. I was going to send Brother Halleymore the documents that I have. I had to wait, however, to make sure that they got down to Brother Charles Jennings. And as soon as I got the call from him that he received it, which is just a few days ago, you know, gave me slightly more faith in the mail system, not much, but it looked like it made it down there all right. I put tracking number, and so I'd still like to forward you those papers, Pastor Halleymore.
Well, I appreciate anything you can send. If we ever we're going to archive a whole lot of books and documents in that for our people.
Oh,
I'd
right
like
on.
To thank
That's
you for your call. We have another caller on the line.
So right on. Okay, I'll let you go. Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless you.
Right on. Have a good night.
You too. I'd like to mention that if we have any other foreign callers, not all of them can use the toll-free number, but any foreign callers can call 678-949-5091. Domestic callers can also call that. Most of our callers in Europe listen over the internet later to the archives. But callers in this country can also dial 877-924-7722. That's toll-free, 877-YAWS-RACE. We have another caller from Ord, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is from Nebraska. And my question to Bob Jones is, should there be an authority structure in an organized church, just like there's an authority structure in the family and in the civil government?
If you heard a little bit earlier in the show, the church is the people. It's not a building. You know, like when you think the Catholic Church, the Baptist, Episcopal or Lutheran or Mormon or anything. I don't get into churchianity, as they say. They all have their own different structures. They're not going to listen to me anyway. But they have their own dogma that they teach, and a lot of it, to me is just nothing to do with Yahweh or his word as found in the scripture, like they teach about the Saturday bingo game and the Wednesday rummage sale. And, they teach a priest how to fleece the widow, and things like that. I'm actually against churches as an organization, as it were. I'm 100% for Yahweh, 100% for his true word is found in the scripture. And, I do a lot of study with a lot of different scriptures. For instance, Geneva Bible, the King James, Rotherham's, Moffat's, Young's Literal Translation, Farrar Fenton, Pannon's, and so forth. I study a lot of different scriptures that's Yahweh's word. I don't need to go to a building and sit around with a bunch of people, and many of them are just looking to pass out business cards or hit on another guy's wife. I don't mean to be so bold, but I'm just telling you the truth. That's how I see churches. I don't go to them, haven't been to them in over 50 years. I was raised a Catholic, as they say, and I served kindergarten in the first 5 years in Catholic school, where the Bull-Dyke nuns were beating me with yardsticks and rulers on the hand because I was left-handed, and supposedly if you're left-handed, you're of Satan and all that. You know, they just make that stuff up. And then, of course, we know these days most of the priests in the Catholic Church are all pedophiles. The Catholic Church is world pedophile headquarters. And as I mentioned earlier in there, They got out 46 different plane loads of 747s, which are the biggest plane pretty much out there. And it took 46 plane loads to move all the gold that was in the tunnels underneath the Vatican, and that stretched from the Vatican to Israel in tunnels under there. That's a Jew saying that. Jew broad, Mel Kay is her name. She's a guest on the Charlie Ward show from time to time. Used to be in Hollywood, and she lives in New York and stuff. A hardcore Jew broad, you know. And so, but anyway, I don't, you know, if people want to pay churchianity, they can do that and do what they want. The important thing is that the family is the most important. And then the government, whether that's government local, whether it's federal, state, county, or municipality, it doesn't matter. And they generally have their forms and so forth, similar to the military, with generals at the top and privates at the bottom and so forth. But I don't really care about churches. Don't go to them. Don't want to go to them. People want to go to them, and that makes them feel good. More power to you, but not my cup of tea.
I agree with Bob about Wayne Church. I was raised Baptist, graduated from a Church of Christ college, and have attended many different denominations. And I now advocate home churching, similar to the homeschool movement, where the father is the head of the family and the high priest, as I mentioned earlier, and that your own family, you have home church of maybe inviting friends. But we do have congregational assemblies at times, especially the feast days. And scripture tells us that women are not to usurp authority over the man, and they specifically say that's in 1 Timothy 2:11-12, and in 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, it says, let women keep silence in the church, is not permitted for them to speak. That doesn't mean they can't say anything, but they're not supposed to usurp authority. It specifically says there, let them ask their husbands at home, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's where the congregations, as in the original church, met.
Correct.
Thank you for your answers.
Sure. I know that wasn't the answer you're looking for, but I'm only interested in Yahweh, and his true word is found in the scripture, and I could care less if all the churches fell to the ground tomorrow. I could care less.
Well, your main criticism is their doctrine, maybe, or is it that you just don't like the idea of being organized?
Well, being organized is fine, but Yahweh said the church is not made of wood, stone, or clay. The church is the people, and the people, they don't need to go into a building. If people want to get together and do scripture study, the Amish and the Mennonites are real big on that. They go to this guy's home this week and another guy's home the next week, and they do Bible study and so forth. I think that's great, and more power to them. But the organized churches, as I see them, they're a money scam, and the Catholic Church is the perfect example of that. They had, miles and miles and miles of gold stacked down there, and cash and art and so forth. There, with all that money and stuff, the Catholic Church long ago could have cured all poverty in the world. There shouldn't be a homeless person anywhere with all that gold they have, but they stash it down there and they keep passing that collection plate every Sunday, you know, the pay to pray and the coins for Christ crowd. You know, and it's just a scam. And then the worst is that we see that these priests, and the Pope even said, we have 155,000 priests worldwide. He says only 8,000 of them are pedophiles. Only 8,000? First off, I know that number's a lie. It's a lot closer to 50%, if not more. But you shouldn't have any pedophiles in the Catholic Church, period. That's World Pedophile Headquarters, the Catholic Church. I wish nothing but the imprecatory prayer do I pray against the Pope and the phony Catholic Church. Now, the people that go there, the Catholic people, they're going to find Yahweh's word, you know, but they're not going to find it in the Catholic Church. They don't even speak their language when they do their ceremony, the mass. They're speaking in Latin. That's a dead language. Nobody speaks that except the priest.
Scripture, you're a pastor, right? You would be a church leader.
Do I know a good church leader?
No. You are a church leader because you're a pastor, aren't you?
I'm an ordained pastor. That's correct. But I don't have a church building. I don't have a church building at all. I do a radio show. Been doing it for 25 years now. And I have an email list that I send out to people that are on my list, different information, scriptural, and then being a watchman on the wall for things that are happening today. And the two big things is this phony Cerveza virus, as I call it, and the election being stolen, which is all a political game. They use the term, it's the deep state, and it's the cabal, and it's the Illuminati, and this and that. No, there's only two games being played on planet Earth. Yahweh, his true word is found in the scripture, and then Satan and his kids and all the other people that buy into that are bought and paid for, race traders, Shabbos, Goy. There's only two games being played. There ain't three. Those are the only two. I follow Yahweh, and his word is found in the scripture, and try to teach people that. Whatever people want to do, go to a building and, play churchianity, that's what you want to do. I don't care. Doesn't make any difference to me.
Scripture tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. And I believe that it's not only this corrupt Jewish system we come out of, but it's coming out of churchianity.
Sure.
Martin Luther came out of the Catholic Church and some other reformers. And since then, the Protestant Church is just protesting Catholics. And we need to come out from among them and be separate. And like I said, I advocate the home church.
Yeah, and the Jesuits took over all the Protestant churches shortly after they were formed.
Well, he left. I'd like to thank him for his call. If anybody else would like to join us, it's 877-924-7722. Bob, let me give you an opportunity here to give some contact information in case people would like to get on your mailing list or whatever.
Okay, my email is twoseedlinemessage@yahoo.com. That's twoseedlinemessage, all one word, twoseedlinemessage, meaning the two seed lines, Yahweh's children and Satan's children, is found in Genesis 3:15. So twoseedlinemessage@yahoo.com. If you'd like to get on the mailing list, that's fine. Send me an email to that effect and so forth. By the way, I want to mention to everybody, I don't take tithes. I'm not interested in people giving me money since I'm a part-time pastor. But I do highly recommend you have to tithe. Yahweh says you must tithe 10%. And I recommend that you tithe to Kingdom Identity Ministries, to Mike Callimore here, and he puts it to good use. And has been the keeper of the Compere and Swift, and most importantly, the American Institute of Theology course, which you folks, you need to do that absolutely. It takes you book by book through the scripture, and when you get done, I guarantee that you'll know more than 99% of these phony preachers out here. And if not, call me personally, and I'll be happy to give you your money back. It's only a few hundred dollars, and you can pay it in payments, or you can pay it all at once. If you pay it all at once, you get a few extra perks with that. And, Mike does a great job taking care of that. You know, most of these self-help books that you hear from guys like Tony Robbins, who's a sodomite from what I understand, from several different resources, and Kiyosaki and so forth. But there's a lot of them out there, Zig Ziglar and many others. The bottom line is what they say is in their courses, pay yourself first. In other words, when you make some money, you peel off 10%, and that goes in your hip pocket. That goes to you. You pay yourself first before you pay any of your bills. Well, I would differ with that, and what I would say is pay Yahweh the first 10%. You make $1,000, send $100. You tie somebody, whatever pastor that's teaching you, and so forth. You tithe first. The second 10% you put in your hip pocket. I think that's better. Wouldn't you want to have Yahweh as a partner first? And he says, if you tithe, as he asks in the scripture, not that he needs money because he created the universe, created all the gold and silver, all the land is all his. but what he says is if you tithe him, he'll reward you 10 times. Now that might be financially, that might be health-wise, that might be any number of ways, but I've often said if I had a slot machine here in Vegas where you were guaranteed to put a dollar in and got $10 out, I'd have people lined up from here to London. They'd be lined up everywhere. But people don't believe Yahweh. He says, tithe the 10%, and I will reward you 10 times. Think about that. Where you get a guarantee 10 times. Of course, I guess the people don't believe Yahweh, but he says he'll reward you 10 times. And I've told people this on my shows, and they've tried it, and they call me up, and they say, you know, I got this great job, and I'm making like 10 times the money I was before, and so forth. It works, folks. Put 100% of your faith and trust in Yahweh only. Never, ever, 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 ever trust any government agency, any other individual whatsoever, because they're all imperfect. The only perfect person ever to walk planet Earth was Yahweh as Yahshua in a flesh body, period.
I agree with you, and I might add that the different true ministries need help, and I'd like to see people tithe 10% of their time and help the true ministries because they're few and far between. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And I might mention that I do this only because I believe in it. I never take any money for personal use. And if anybody wants to donate to the ministry, it goes 100% back into the work here. Incidentally, our address will be given at the end of the broadcast if anybody'd like to write. But I came out a number of years ago with a little booklet called God's Answer to Women's Lib, a booklet that deals with the subject we're dealing with tonight to a great extent. And if anybody writes us, gives us a reception report, etc., just tell them you heard the broadcast tonight, and I'll send them a free copy when they write. We have a few minutes left, Bob. Do you want to kind of give some concluding remarks? We got about 3 minutes.
Sure. I was going to say a great book to get folks to give to other people you want to teach. Mike wrote a book called The Apple Story, and I think that's just an outstanding teaching tool for trying to wake people up, and it points out because, you know, people say, oh, Eve ate an apple off a tree. Find that in the scripture. It ain't in there. She said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And if you look at those metaphors that are in there, it means that she slept with or laid with Satan, had sex with, he raped her, however you want to put it, and she had sex with him, and that produced Cain. That's a fact. That, you know, starting right off in the scripture, they start lying to you, the churches and the preachers that are in the churches. And the problem with the preachers in the church is that they've been taught in the seminaries, which are the cemeteries, as we used to call them, and they're taught by Jew rabbis, or rabbis, as I like to call them, and they teach them lies, and they teach them falsehoods. And then they go to their churches, and they parrot what they were taught. And as I mentioned to the one fellow, I don't know if he heard it, but the Protestant churches, they all broke away from the Catholic Church, but then they were all later, over time, taken over by the Jesuits. And the Jesuits are part of the Catholic Church. The current Pope is a Jesuit. And that was started by a Jew named Ignatius Loyola, who supposedly converted from Judaism to Catholic, which doesn't happen. You can't change the spots on a leopard. The pure white race are Yahweh's true children. Nothing you can do to change that. The Jews are Satan's DNA, demon-spawned kids, because if they were to take a blood test, they have Satan's blood going through them. The pure white race, they have Yahweh's blood going through him. And you can trace all of your ancestry back, if you get one of these, services, that the Mormons actually do the best service, you can trace it back to a king or queen or prince or princess or duke or duchess or whatever in Europe. And when you get back into the European royalty there, they have what's called a fast track of their genealogy, which goes right back through one of the 12 tribes of Israel, which obviously goes right back to Adam. And Adam was the son of God. Look up Luke 3:38, and you'll see the genealogy from Yahweh to Adam going all the way through down to Yahshua, who came through Miriam, not Mary, but came through Miriam, his mother.
I think sometimes we assume that our audience knows that we're Israel, and that's not always the case. And we have a lot of literature to introduce you to this topic if you'd like to write. I think the best introduction for the last half century has been Pastor Compre's book, Your Heritage. Both it teaches what happened historically and biblically and shows you our migrations into Europe to become Caucasians. But we're just out of time. I'd like to thank you, Bob, and I'd like to thank our callers and listening audience. But we're just going to have to close here. So may Yahweh bless you. Good night.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you were fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.